This Christmas, let's take a moment to reflect on the powerful message of love from Padre Pio. His letters remind us that even in times of spiritual dryness, the light of Christ can still shine through. So join me as we unwrap the treasures of Padre Pio's Christmas letters. Stay tuned.
Ave mundi spes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. Today I'm going to share with you two beautiful letters written by Padre Pio around the Christmas season. In these letters, Padre Pio expresses the happiness of his soul during Christmas, even while enduring a period of spiritual dryness known as the dark night of the soul. I've also come across a heartwarming letter where Padre Pio wishes Father Agostino a Merry Christmas. I have to say it is one of the most beautiful Christmas letters I've read, and I'm excited to share it with you all. Both of these letters come from the book Padre Pio of Pretlcina, Letters Volume 1. Without further ado, let's take a look at the first letter, written to Father Agostino on December 28, 1917. Just a few days after Christmas. My very dear Father, may the heavenly child arouse in your heart all the holy emotions he made me feel during the holy night when he was laid in the poor little crib. Dear God, I cannot describe to you, my dear Father, all that I felt in my heart on that most happy night. My heart seemed to overflow with a holy love for our God become man. The night of the soul continued even at that moment. But I can tell you that in the midst of such pitch darkness, I was filled with spiritual joy. Many, many times my thoughts traveled from the child to you and from you to him. I am unable to tell you all that happened to me during this night, the whole of which I spent on my feet without closing an eye. May God be pleased to hear the prayers I sent up for you and which I go on repeating before the grotto of Bethlehem. Maybe some of you can relate to this deep spiritual joy, this brief release from spiritual dryness while celebrating Christmas Day. It's a beautiful reminder to all of us that Christmas is not just a feast of the senses, lights, music, and gifts, but a true feast of the soul. Even when life feels dark, the birth of Christ has the power to fill our hearts with light. Now, let's move on to the second letter, written to Father Agostino a few years later on December 13, 1921. In this heartfelt message, Padre Pio beautifully articulates his Christmas wishes. He wrote, "My very dear Father Lector, as the feast of the infant Jesus approaches, I feel it my duty to express to you in this letter my sincere good wishes, full of heavenly joy. Although I have always prayed for you to the divine mercy, it is my intention during these holy feasts to pour out my whole heart for you in the presence of the divine child. I will ask him to fill you entirely with his divine spirit, to transform you and make you worthy of his divine love. May it please him to listen to all the prayers I will offer you in these days of supreme divine mercy. Accept, my dear Father Lecter, these prayers and good wishes, which are the sincere expression of all that I have in my heart for you, who are so dear to me in our sweet Jesus. I kiss your hand with respect and embrace you with brotherly affection, while begging you to remember me in your precious prayers. Padre Pio of Pretlicina, Capuchin. Greetings to all in our religious family in your place, while I wish you all a most happy and holy Christmas. Now, wasn't that one of the most beautiful Christmas letters you ever read? Padre Pio's words have such a personal touch, and the love he had for Father Agostino really shines through. His desire to pray for others, to pour out his whole heart before the Divine Child, is truly inspiring. It makes me reflect on how we can offer our own prayers during this holy season, not just for ourselves, but for those around us. Perhaps, like Padre Pio, we can offer our hearts for others at the feet of the newborn Jesus. As we conclude today's video, I hope these words from Padre Pio have touched your heart just as they have touched mine. Wishing each and every one of you a blessed and holy Christmas Eve. May the infant Jesus fill your hearts with his divine peace, and may you and your families be surrounded by love and grace during this joyful season. God bless you all. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen, or click the links in the description below for our full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.